Okay, today is Pei Ches. We're actually on Pei Ches. No, I'm sorry, Pei Tes. We're actually on Pei Tes, Pei Tes Amud Aleph, second line. Today's the last of our shortened dafs in honor of Slichos. And when we start Kedushin on Friday morning, we're back to the regular schedule. So our Pei Tes Amud Aleph. Amar Rava. Rava said, Yatzala Shem Mizana Be'ir. If a rumor started to spread in the city that a certain woman had relations with somebody else, that she was Mizana, Ein Choshesh in La. We don't suspect it. My time, why not? Why not? So, very, very difficult to figure out exactly what the parameters are when you believe some rumors, when you're Choshesh rumors, when you're not Choshesh rumors. Rava makes a statement, if there's rumors that somebody was Mizana, obviously there has to be some legs to it. It just can't be a total bald, you know, rumor, just pure Lashon Hara. There must be something to it. But if there's a rumor that there was Mizana, we don't believe it. Why, my time, or why not? Pritzutza ba'amahu dechazila. It's just pritzus that someone probably saw. In other words, what someone probably saw was a woman acting in improper behavior. She was a prutza. Did she actually have relations with someone else? A married woman had relations with someone else? Says Rava, no. Kitanoi. Like, it's a actually, this is a machlokas tanoim. Achla bashuk. Let's say a woman eats in the streets, which is something that is an unrefined thing to do. Girgira bashuk, or she walks with a very haughty demeanor in the street. Hinika bashuk, or she's nursing in the street. Right, in some European countries, this is normal, but I guess the Gemara looked down on it. Nursing in public. And a woman does that, it's indicative of a certain kind of brazenness. And then, Bekulon Remeir Omer Tete. In all these cases, Remeir says, it's grounds for a divorce. Why? Again, because she has a certain kind of brazenness, certain kind of improper behavior, and that's grounds for divorce. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Misha Yitzu V'yitnuba Muzoros B'Lavano. When the women that are busy hanging out together, and maybe they sew and they spin wool by the light of the moon, and that's where all the gossip gets converted. That's where all the schmoozing and all the gossip of the town goes on. If they mention her, then it's a grounds. Amalo Rechonah ben Nuri. Rechonah ben Nuri says, wait a minute. Im kain, lo anachta pas la'avram avinu, shezheves tachas baila. It's impossible for any woman to be safe. Why? Because if all you need is some rumors, so Rashi points out, some people don't like her, will go sit by the women and yenta and gossip and say bad things about her. Rabbi Kiva, that's all you need? That's all you require? It requires some rumors? That's like the worst of the worst. So anybody can become subject to a divorce. So some enemies, and they go say bad things about you. Vatora Amra, the Torah says, Kimatza ba ervas davar. Right? You have to find some ervas davar. That's tomorrow's daf. Ulahalan hu Omer, and then it says, Alpi shnayim edim, o alpi shlosha edim yakum davar. You have to have substantiated by two witnesses. Malahala dava borer, afkan dava borer. Just like over there, the standard case of two edim. What's the standard case of two edim? Edim give testimony based on something normal, on something clear. They saw a transaction with Reuven and Shimon. They saw a woman act improper. They saw a man act improper. That has to be something that's a dava borer. Not just sitting around gossip mongering. That would not be enough. So what do Rabbi Akiva think? That gossip mongering, that based on a gossip is enough? Is that what Rabbi Akiva thinks? Just women sitting around gossiping is enough to substantiate some? No, it's not enough.
That's all it is.
She has to leave her husband, right. Only if he's a kohen, right. That's a most to learn like that. Only if he's a kohen. Right. 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 Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a Braisa. Ba'ula. If somebody says about a Basula that she's really a Ba'ula, it's not true she's a Basula. A rumor. Again, a rumor. Ain Choshesh in La. We don't believe it. Nesua. If someone says this woman was married already, or she's married now, Ain Choshesh in La. We don't believe it. Arusa. If someone says this girl's an Arusa, what does that mean exactly? Whatever it means, somehow, I don't know how that could become some kind of negative. She's an Arusa. Ain Choshesh in La. We don't believe it. Shlomo Ploni, If they say a rumor that she got married to somebody, but we don't know who it is. Shlomo Ploni, we don't know the guy's name, but we know she's married. Ein Choshen Lo, we don't believe that. Bir Acheres, if someone says, oh, this happened in another city, Ein Choshen Lo, we don't believe it. Mamzeres, if someone says she's a Mamzeres, Ein Choshen Lo, we don't believe it. Shifcha, if someone says she's a Shifcha, she's not really a Jewish girl, she's a Shifcha, Ein Choshen Lo, we don't believe it. Hikdish Ploni Nechasav, or if somebody was Makdish as Nechasim, or Hifkir Ploni Nechasav, or somebody was Mafkir as Nechasim, again, Ein Choshesh and Lehen, we don't believe any of that. So just the Gemara in Kedushin, the end of Kedushin says that, talking about a Mamzeres, that if a woman wants to, that when a Kohen was getting married, in the olden days when a Kohen would get married, they would check the yichus of the girl for four generations to make sure that there was no mamzerim in the family, make sure there's no problems in the family. So here the Gemara says, Ein Choshesh Lo Mamzeres. And in Kedushin the Gemara says, we check four generations. What's going on? So there's a few answers to that question. Chazon Ish asked this question. So the Chazon Ish said, first of all, maybe a Kohen's different. Maybe a Kohen's different. So for a Kohen, we will check to make sure there's no mamzerim in the family, but here we won't. That's very difficult because most Rishonim learned that Gemara there in Kedusha, we're talking about everybody. Nobody's allowed to marry a Mamzer, not just a Kohen. Nobody's allowed to. So he says, maybe here, in this Gemara here, the rumor is on her. In the Gemara in Kedushin, the rumor was on the family. So when the rumor's on a family, well, we have to go check that out. If the rumor is just someone says a rumor about somebody in the world, on that girl, we don't entertain that. But if the rumor is on the family, then we do. Or the Chazon Ish said it could be here, it's already been determined. We already did the check. We already checked the grandmother and the great grandmother to make sure the lineage is pure. Now someone made a rumor on her, we already checked it out. Don't believe it. Okay. Amar Ula. Ula says, Lo Shashamu Kol Havara. Not that you heard some Kol Havara is like an echo. Not that you heard some echo that what? That this girl's married. No, it's not something so flimsy. Ella, rather, Kadeshi Hineros Dolgos, you saw candles being lit. You saw candles lit. Umitos Mutas, and the couches were made. In other words, you were in the wedding hall. You saw the chuppah was set up, the yichud room, there were candles lit, the everything was all set up, the beds were made, doesn't mean beds, the couches, the chairs, everything was all set up. The valet's outside, the cars are pulling up, the whole chasana going on. You see the whole chasana going on. And not only that, but Omer and the saying, Plonus Bekadesh Zayom. There's going to be a wedding here tonight. So everyone should know there's a wedding here tonight. Reuben's marrying Leah. So the Gemara says, Mr. Kadesh, what do you mean there's going to be a wedding? Vidilmalo Akdesha. Maybe it never happened. Maybe it was pulled off in the last minute. That can't be enough. The Gemara says, you're right. Ema, Plonus Nisgadchayom. No, there was a wedding here today. There was a wedding here. Right? You see people gumming and going, and everyone's busy with the wedding. Yeah, and someone says, yeah, there was a wedding here today. No, you didn't see the wedding. You didn't see it. You didn't see the wedding take place yourself. You heard from some guy who said there was a wedding here. That's enough. V'chein tani Levi. Lo she yishmu kol havar. Not that you heard some echo. Now you heard some rumor. Ella, you have other evidence to substantiate the fact that there was a wedding here. Ella kadeshi yineiros dolkos. The candles are lit. Umitas mutas. The beds are made. V'nashim tavas la'ar haner. And the women are spinning by the light of the candles, the Simchas law, and so everyone's rejoicing, the Omros, and the saying, Plonis Miskadeshas Hayom. Plonis so-and-so is getting married today. So again, the Gemara says, Miskadeshas, the getting married, Vidilma lo Akdesha, maybe the wedding was called off, Amar of Papa, Ema, Plonis Miskadesha Hayom. No, the wedding happened already. And look, the Plonis got married today. And you see there was a wedding, and the caterer's truck is still there in the driveway, and everything, all the circumstantial evidence of a wedding, and you hear there was a wedding. You could take that to the bank and there was a wedding. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar V'Yochana. Lo Shasham, again, Lo Shasham Kol Havara, not that you heard the sound of just an echo about some wedding, Ella Kadeshi Heneiros Dolkos. Again, the candles are lit, Umutas Mutas, and the beds are made, everything's all set up for the wedding, Ubani Adam Nechnasin V'Yotzin, everybody's going in and out. Amru Dover Zeh, who call? If people are talking, that is the call that you heard, right? We started off in the Mishnah, said if you heard a call, you believe it or not. Lo amru davar zeh, if no one said a word, then amasla. That's an amasla. An amasla, what was we said yesterday, was a way to undermine the rumor. So the Gemara says, lo amru, you didn't say anything. V'halo amru, v'halo klum. So you didn't say anything. How can not speaking be an amasla? How can not saying anything be undermining the rumor? How could that be? So the Gemara says, you're right. Lafuke midiraba bar Rav Huna. We're coming to exclude the shita of Rav Huna. The Amar who said, amasla sha'amru, the amasla that we said that can undermine a rumor, afilu mikan va'ad yamim, can even be 10 days later. 10 days later somebody can come and say something which will undermine the rumor. That is a big chiddush. That's a big chiddush. Kamash Malan, we don't hold like that. We don't hold like that. Lo amru, if no one said anything, hu dahavi amasla. That's the only time you can have an amasla. In other words, if you didn't say any rumors, you still have the chance to say something, but then give a reason why it doesn't apply. Ha amru, once you said something, lo havi amasla. Once you spoke and you said whatever happened, happened, you lost the opportunity, unless you say it right away, you lost the opportunity to undermine with an amasla, to give an excuse. For example, like we said in the Mishnah, we're going to have a case in a minute. There was a rumor that this girl got married. So they called over the father of the girl, and they said, what's going on here? Is she married or not? So they said, no, the boy made it tonight, and tonight was never Makuyim. So, yeah, but this marriage, but there's a rumor going on for a month. Now you come up with this excuse, so we don't listen to you. Had there never been a rumor at all, then as long as there's no rumor, you can say the amasla. Once the rumor is out of the bag, the amasla has to be immediately. They argue on that. I'm not basing on arguing that, but that's what he held. That's what he meant. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Lo Shasham Kol Avara. Not that you heard the sound of an echo. Not that you heard some rumor. El Kadesh Yomru Ploni Mehechan Shama. Where'd you hear this from? Where'd you hear this from? That there was a marriage. Mi Ploni. I heard it from Ploni. So the Bezim will call over Ploni. U Ploni Mi Ploni. And Ploni heard it from so and so. And go until you get to the root. U Botkin V'Holchan Anshe Magiin L'Davar Habara. Until you get to the source of this rumor. Where did this rumor come from? So the Gemara says, Davar HaBarur, Ejus Ma'al Yisahu. Then if you go to the source, you have good Eidim. It's not even a rumor anymore. Reuven and Shimon, they were there. They were the Eidim at the wedding. So they told somebody, and it told somebody. And so Bezim will go back to Reuven and Shimon? That's not a rumor. It's good Eidim. So the Gemara says, Elok Yasu Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Abba, Amar Huna, Amar Rav, Lo Shana Kol Avara. We're not talking about some unsubstantiated rumor, some echo. Elok Desh Yomru Ploni Mehechon Shema. Where'd you hear it from? Mi Ploni. U Ploni, Mi Ploni. V'hochol Ha'en Lam Dinat Ha'yam. But they're gone. They're gone. They're on vacation. So we can't substantiate the rumor, but we have enough evidence that it's true. Amalei Abayler of Yosef, Mivatlin and Kala. Do we nullify this rumor if we don't have proof for it? Do we send out a message that the rumor is baloney? Or love of Atlinan, or not. So it's going to be machlokas. Amalei, made the Amar of Chista, since Rav Chista said, Achiyishma'u mipi haksherim, since Rav Chista made a statement that you have to actually hear from the mouths of those who were kosher, Shmamina, what do you see from here? Mev Atlinan Kala. If we don't have that, if we don't have the root, we mavadal this rumor. It's not substantiated. Amalei, no, Adra, but just the opposite. Be the Amar of Sheshet, since Rav Sheshet said, Afilu Nashim Havikol, even women can substantiate this rumor. Shmamina, Lamavatlin and Kala. We're not going to undo this rumor. Amalei, so he said, you're right. As Ravasa Ninhu. It depends on where you live. Depends on where you live, what the minhag was, what they would do with these rumors. Bisura, Bavatli Kala. In Sura, they would mevatal them. But in Arda, Lamavatli Kala. In Arda, they wouldn't. Now, Hahu, Hahi, there was a girl. There was a rumor that a girl was married to one of the yeshiva students. Right? There was such a rumor. So I say Rav Chama Lavua. So Rav Chama, that's what I just told you. So Rav Chama called over the girl's father. Amalei, Emily, Heichi Avuda. So what's the bottom line over here? Is she married or not? So Amalei, Al Tanai Kidesh. Adaite de lo eze le Beit Chuzoi. He was Makadisher on condition. He doesn't go to Beit Chuzoi. Right? I'm marrying on condition. I don't go to that city. V'azal, and he went to that city. So therefore, there's no kedushin, because the Tanai was my father the kedushin. So Amalei, so Rav Chama told him, wait a minute. Kivin de beidna da haikol lo havi amasla. At the time this rumor spread, there was no amasla like that. There was no such Tanai. Now, a month later, you tell me this Tanai. Love call community the Machzekas Hamasla. I'm not relying on the Hamasla. Yes, it's a valid way to undo the rumor, 100%. The whole thing was a condition. That's true, but that what's it called? That's true, but since the Hamasla comes so much later, where I'm ignoring the Hamasla and I'm going to declare you married. Another story. Ahi, there was a girl. Dinafak Allah called the Iktisha. There was a girl that she got married. Ba'atifa de Tuchla. With some kind of dates. Uncooked dates. Uncooked date seeds. Some kind of very inferior way of being a Kaddish girl. Be'ena de Be'shifi. Be'ena de Be'shifi. By the bank of the town of Shifi. Shalchul Rav Idi Bar Oven Lekameh Da Abaya. They sent this to Abaya. Ki Haigav de Mai. What's the halacha? Is she married or not? We have this rumor that she was married. It's very cheap. So, even those who hold that we're not mevatel the kol, b'hai, over here, mevatelin and kala. Here we will undo this kol. Because people will say, Ainei behu rabbanon, b'kedusha, the rabbanon examine this shtar kedushin, not the shtar, the kedushin, and it wasn't worth a pruta. So, what is that? Some seeds. That's not worth a pruta. So even though there's a rumor that she's married, maybe we have to be choshesh. But Kerabaya, we can be mepatal the rumor because you see from here that the whole reason to be mepatal or not be mepatal is what people think and what's going to be caused of people's misconceptions. Since we have a way to get out of it without anybody questioning the way we got out of it. In other words, since we can nullify this kedushin without any causing any problems, why? Because people will say, listen, it wasn't worth a pruta. We'll do that. And then we're not going to substantiate the rumor.
So she can't live with this guy now.
Right. So she can't live with this guy.
She can't live with anybody else.
Right. Right. It's a chashash. Right. Like I said, what are the parameters of this? Right? I don't know. There was once a girl. There was a rumor that a girl was engaged to one of those boys in that family over there. We don't know which one. So Amar Rava, even if you say we don't rebuttal rumors, we don't have any real proof. Here we can rebuttal the call. Why? Meimar Amar, Ainabu Rabbanan. The Rabbanan examined it. Be kedushay katan hava. The boy that they were engaged to, this girl, one of the boys in that family, was not bar mitzvah yet. He was a katan. And what if there wouldn't be any? What if everybody in the family was over bar mitzvah? Then what would we say? Then maybe Rabbi would say, I have no way to get out of it. I have no way to get out. I can get out of it if one of the boys is 10 years old. That's the one. And by the way, that's impossible. A 10-year-old boy can't be mekadesh anybody. So I've waited for her to get out. Yeah, there's a rumor. Yeah, but I can undo the rumor perfectly. Nobody will question. I can undo the rumor. I can, like we said, anamanal. It's not worth a shavu pruta. The boy was a katan. I have ways. If I have no ways, then what would the halacha be? Then she's suspected to be married. Stummy, yeah. Hahi, there was another story. Dinafak ala kala. There was a rumor about a girl. Deikdashe lakatan hanira begadal. There was a rumor about a girl that was engaged to a boy. Really, he's a katan. But he looks like he's old. He's very tall, very big, right? He's got, yeah, that sometimes. A 12-year-old boy can look like he's 15. So Amalei of Mordechai Ravashi, Havi Uvda, we had a story like that. For Amram, we said, Adayin lo higia lepalgus Ruvain. He still hasn't reached the age of Palgus Ruvain. What's Palgus Ruvain? A very funny way of saying bar mitzvah. Shenemar, it says, lepalgus Ruvain, gedolim chikrei lev. That's a pasuk in the Shiras Devorah, that Devorah criticizes Ruvain for not coming to join in the fight in the war against Sisera, and says, and criticizes them for not having any chikrei lev, for not having any das. Like, why would Reuven do that? So the Gemara uses that idea to say that Palgus Reuven means someone who's like a bar mitzvah, because when you're younger than bar mitzvah, you halachically don't have das, right? The Vilna Gaon, who was 12, knew more than we'll ever know. But he didn't have, halachically, he couldn't count them for a minion. Once you have 13, you're considered to have das, you're in a different category. So we had that once, says Rav Mordechai, and we were able to be mevatel the rumor because Lamaisi didn't wasn't 13. I don't care how old he looked, how mature he looked, he wasn't 13. Next, ubalvachlo tehei shem sham amasla. As long as there's no amasla, Omar Rabba bar Rav Huna. Amasla Sha'amru, the Amasla that we said, Afilu Mikan V'Asar Yamin. Even from now to even 10 days later, right? We just said in Amud Aleph, that's a machlokas. We said in Amud Aleph all along they didn't buy into that. Here he comes along and says, no, even if it's from now for 10 days later. Rav Zvid Amar, Rav Zvid says it doesn't even have to be an amasla, even b'makom amasla, even if it's a situation where we could taina an amasla. What's such a situation? We'll see in a minute. Choshishin la amasla. We will choshish that the rumor is undermined. Eisvir of Papa loves Zvid. If Papa says to Zvid, how can you say that? It says in the Mishnah, Ubuvad shalot tehesham amasla. There has to be, as long as there's no amasla. Not as long as there's no chance for an amasla. That's what the Mishnah says. A Malay, he says, no, but mako amasla kamar. That's what it means. It means, even if there's a potential for an amasla, we will say the amasla. A Malay, Rav Kahana or Rav Papa. Rav Kahana says to Rav Papa, v'at lo tispa. Don't you agree with that, Rav Papa? This is a Mefarish Mishnah. V'hatnan, the Mishnah says as follows. One guy comes and says, you know, there's a woman over here in the town, her name is Leah. Her husband Reuven died. He died. I saw him die. I saw it happen. Now, the halacha is that to make this girl, Leah, not be stuck the rest of her life not knowing what happened to her husband, we will allow her to get remarried on the basis of one aid. Right? So she shouldn't be in Aguna and be stuck her whole life. We will allow her to get married on the basis of one aid. And sure enough, she gets married to somebody else. And they only have Eris and they don't have Nisuin yet, and then her first husband shows up. If they have Nisuin, she's in big trouble. Because then she has to be divorced from both of them, and she has to be divorced from the old husband and the new husband. That's a knas, the Gemara will say in a minute. What if she didn't have Nisuin yet with the second husband? Just Erisin. And then the first husband shows up, so the halacha is, she can go back to the first husband. We had that in Yivamis. That's the halacha. So v'hatnan, nisgacha, she gets engaged to somebody else, v'achakach ba'baila, and then the husband walks in, the first husband shows up, muteres lachzar. She's allowed to go back to the first husband. Now, says Rav Kahana to Rav Papa, lav mishum, what's the reason we allow her to go back to the first husband? Isn't it because, the amrinon, because we say, al tanai kaddish. That the second husband was Makadesh, this girl, on condition that if the first husband shows up, the Kedushin is bottled. And she can go back to the first husband. Why are we saying that? Because we don't want to give anybody the impression that the halacha is, by the way, once a man divorces his wife, and she then remarries somebody else, she can no longer go back to the first husband. As long as she's no divorce, you're allowed to be machzor your grusha, as long as you're not a kohen. Once there's a marriage, once she's married, no longer possible. So people are going to be saying, what's going on here? He divorced her, right? Then she remarried somebody else. Now he's marrying her back? I don't want to do that. What's going on here? So this is not even happening. None of this even happened. But that's exactly what this is. This is a makom where we can throw in an excuse to stop people from thinking the wrong halacha. So Rav Papa, don't you agree with that? We throw in a fake excuse, we throw in a way to undermine the situation, so that people shouldn't think the halacha is wrong. What are we going to say? There's a tanai here. The second husband made a tanai. The tanai is that if the first husband shows up, this kedushin's bottle. What does that do? That makes people think that no one's violating the halacha. That didn't happen. That didn't happen. But people will say it happened. In other words, it's a makom amasla. It's a situation where we can say something to undermine what's going on. So what do you see? Makom amasla will say amasla. Right? Says Rav Papa. No, you have it all wrong. Shiny husband. There, it's totally different by that case of Yivamis. You know why? The asik baal become a arer. The husband standing in the room for his husband and says, it's never happened. I never gave her a get. It's never happened. I died. They said I died. I never gave her a get. They said I died. What happened? Someone came and said, it's true, I look like I died. A whole story, you don't know, unbelievable, and nice, what happened to me? It's true, I look like I died. So I have no tiredness on my wife. She thought I was dead. The guy said. But here I am. So what kind of a masla? What kind of people are going to think? He gave her a get. It's not going to happen. He's standing in the room arguing what the story is. He said, I never gave her a get. People thought I died. So since he's saying that, what kind of a maslow we're creating this whole scenario, but he's standing in the room arguing about it. So we'll believe him. It's true even. There's no debt here. Well, the whole thing was, well, we'll say it, people are going to think. People aren't going to think. He's standing in the room telling them what happened. So ihachi, if that's true, nisei nami. So that even if she had nisuin with the second husband, we should allow her to go back to the first husband. So the Gemara says, we know the answer to that. Nisei is of the isura. Now, Nashari did an avera. Sure, he did an isser. What was the isser? She's a married woman. She's a married woman and she lived with another man. 100% it was Meshogeg and she had an aid. But as Rashi reminds us, since we're so makel to let her be married on the basis of one aid, if it turns out it's a mistake, we're going to be extremely machmer. We'll makel in the beginning, but we'll machmer at the end. So kansu her abanan. The rabbanan made a knas on her and said she has to leave both. Nisgacha, but it was just kedushin. It just gave her a ring. Delo avda isura, there's no isser involved. Lo kansu her abanan, there's no knas. That's what's going on here. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, kol kala delo ischazek b'beit dina, any kol, any rumor not substantiated in bezdin, lav kalahu, that's not a good rumor. It's got to be in bezdin. Amar Ravashi, kol kala debasin isuin, any rumor after nisuin, lo chashinan le. We don't suspect. We're not goris. Habasar erisin, but if it's after erisin, chashinan le, we are suspicious. Rav Chaviva Amar Afilu Basar Erisin, even if it's after Erisin, Nami Lo Chashinan La, Vehilchasa Lo Chashinan La, Lay. Halacha is Verachoshish for any rumors once they're married. Amar Yirmiya Bar Abba, Sholchalem Ebe Rav Shmuel, Yilamdeinu Marbenu, Yotza Le Kol Me Rishon, if there was a rumor about the first husband. Uba, in other words, there's a rumor that the first husband, that she's married. She's a married woman. Uba Achar Vikidcha Kedushe Torah, and now a second man, we have a rumor that she's married. We don't know for sure at all. There's a rumor that she's a married woman. Now a second guy comes along and gives her a kedushin, and the kedushin is kedushay Torah, a perfectly good kedushin. Mahu. What's the halacha? What's the halacha about that? Shalach lahu, teitze, she has to leave the second husband. Who says second husband? Yeah, the second husband, yes. Vehemidu hadover al buriyav. But go check this out, says Shmuel. She has to leave the second husband and go check it out. Vahodi uni. And tell me what the story is. Now, Maya, what does that mean? Elam, if it means the imagalia milsa the kedusha de kamalav kedusha ma'alyaninu, if you find out that there was no first kedushin, that it was just a rumor and it's not true, some of that lean on kala, so therefore what are we going to say? That we're going to undo the rumor, and then what? And then she could stay married to husband number two? That can't be. For Naharda, as for the Shmuel, who Shmuel lived in Naharda, and in that town, for the moment, lived in Kala. We didn't undo rumors. Once the rumor stuck, it stuck. Ella, that's not what he wanted to find out. He wanted to find out the Megala Milsa, the Kedushe Kama, Kedushe Ma'alyaninu. No, Kedusha number one was bona fide. It's not a rumor, it's true. Then, Lamitrika get Mishini. They wouldn't need a get from the second guy. You know why? Because once you're married, you can't be married a second time. A woman can be married twice. So once, if the husband number one was bona fide, husband number two is irrelevant. A guy walks over to a married woman and gives her a ring, it's meaningless. It's a meaningless act. So if you can substantiate that she really was married to husband number one, husband number two, I don't have to even bother with this. That's what Shmuel wanted. And by the way, Upligi de Rav Huna, that's a machlokas, Rav Huna argues on that. The Amr of Rav Huna, Eishes Ish, Shepash Diyadza Vekibla Kedushim Yacher, if a married woman sticks out her hand and accepts a marriage from another guy, Mikudeshet, she's Mikudosh. You know why? Because, Midrav Hamnuna, Dabrav Hamnuna, Ha'isha Sha'amra Ba'ala Gerishtani, if a woman says, my husband divorced me, I'm divorced, Ne'menes, she's believed. Why is she believed? Chazaka ain't adam i'iza paneh b'fnei baila. Nobody would have the chutzpah to say in front of her husband, I'm divorced, if it's not true. No woman would have the chutzpah to stick out her hand and accept kedushah from somebody else if she was married. So therefore, since she did that, since she stuck her hand out and accepted kedushah from somebody else, it is a raya that she's not really married. If she's not really married, the kedushah of the second person will be good. That's the machlokes. Now the iduch. Why do they argue on that? That's a very good point. No woman would have the chutzpah to chazaka. A woman wouldn't be made to accept kedushin from someone else. The fact that she did accept kedushin, that must be a proof that the husband number one is not really a husband. So the woman says, no. When did Rav Nuna say his din that a woman doesn't have the chutzpah? Bifanav, the husband's standing in the room by Bezdin. She's standing, the husband's with her in the room. Shalom bifanav, if the husband's not in the room, me'izu me'iza. Of course she's going to be chutzpah. It's not a riot. The fact that she stuck her hand out to a man in the street, the husband's miles away. So that doesn't mean anything. So that's a machlokas about that. The chazakah of a woman not being a chutzpah, does it apply even if the husband's not there? That's a valid, that's a machlokas. That's what's going on here. Lo matu davar al bruyav mahu. What if you can't substantiate it? We don't know what the answer is. So Amar of Huna, Magarish Rishon, she has to divorce the first one, Venotse Shani. She can stay married to the second one. Aval Magarish Shani, but to divorce the second one, Venotse Rishon, and to go back to the first one, lo. That we can't allow. My time, or why not? Asi Lamema, because people will say, Machza Grusha Somin Erison. You can have, you allowed to be Machza Grusha. Why? She was married to husband number one. Husband number two gave her a ring. Now we're going to say, no, husband number two, she has to leave. She can go back to husband number one. So people were going to think, husband number one must have divorced her, then husband number two married her, now she can go back to husband number one, now let her do that. So because of that problem, we don't allow it. Rav Shinan Abreid, Rav Idi Amar, Ach Megare Sheni, Vinotze Rishon. No, we do allow it. You know why? Memar Amar, people will say, Iayni Rabbanan B'Kedushe, the Rabbanan examined the second Kedushin, for Kedushe does have it. It was never a Kedushin. Yatza Aleha Kol Mizeh U'Mizeh, what if there's a rumor she's married to both? What do we do then? Rumor, again, it's a rumor. Mahu, so Amar of Papa, Afzu Magarish Rishon Venotze Sheni, same halacha, she has to leave the first one and she can marry the second one. Amemar Amar, Amemar says, Muteres L'Shnehem, she can marry either one she wants, her choice. V'Hilchasa, and the halacha is, Muteres L'Shnehem, she can marry anyone she wants. Alright, we'll stop here. We finished the daf. Tomorrow's daf we're going to do tonight, after Ma'ariv. And Friday morning we are back with Kedushin Daf Beis. Everyone have an easy fast and a meaningful fast.